Rincewind looked up at the narrow square of blue the prisoner calls the sky. What kind of a question is that to ask me?
It's for the ballad, see? Only it'd help if it was a name with three syllables.
How do I know? I didn't stop for a bit of botany.
All right, fair enough, said the hidden speaker. Would you mind telling me what you was doing just before you stole the sheep?
I didn't steal the sheep.
Right, okay. What was you doing just before you didn't steal the sheep?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Were you boiling your billy by any chance?
I'm not admitting to that. The way you people talk, that could mean anything.
Means cooking something up in a tin.
Oh, well, yes, I had been doing that, as it happens.
Good on ya.
Rincewind thought he heard the sound of scribbling.
Shame you didn't die at the end, but you're going to get hung, so that's all right. Got a beaut tune for this one. You just can't stop whistling it. Well, of course you will. No worries.
Thank you for that.
Reckon you might be as famous as Tinhead Ned, mate.
Really?
Rincewind went and lay down on his bunk again.
Yeah, they used to lock him up in that very cell you're in now, in fact, and he always escaped. No one knows how, because that's a bloody good lock and he didn't bend any bars. He said they'd never build a jail that could hold him.
Thin fellow, was he?
Nope.
So he had a key or something?
Nope. Gotta go now, mate. Oh, yeah, I remember. Do you think your ghost will be heard if people pass by the billabong or not?
What?
It'd be helpful if it did. Makes a good last verse. Top stuff.
I don't know.
Well, I'll say it, Will, shall I? No one's gonna go back and check.
Don't let me stand in your way, then.
Bonza, I'll get these song sheets printed up in time for the hanging. Don't you worry about that.
I won't.
Rincewind lay back. Tinhead Ned again. That was just a joke, he could spot it. It was some kind of torture telling him that anyone had ever escaped from a cell like this. They wanted him to run around rattling bars and things, but even he could see they were well set in and very heavy, and the lock was bigger than his head. He was just lying back on the bunk again when the warder turned up. There were a couple of men with him. Rincewind was pretty sure there weren't any trolls here because it was probably too hot for them, and anyway there wouldn't be enough room for them on the driftwood, what with all those camels. But these men definitely had the heavy-set look of men who occupy the kind of job where the entrance examination is, "What is your name?" and they scrape through on the third try. The warder was wearing a big grin and carrying a tray.
"Got some dinner for you," he said.
"I won't tell you anything no matter how much you feed me," Rincewind warned.
"You'll like this," the warder urged, pushing the tray forward. There was a covered bowl on it. "I done it special for you. It's a regional speciality, mate."
"I thought you said bread and water's what you're good at."
"Well, yeah, but I had a bash at this anyway."
Rincewind watched gloomily as the warder lifted the cover. Any seasoned traveller soon learns to avoid anything wished on them as a regional speciality, because all the term means is that the dish is so unpleasant the people living everywhere else will bite off their own legs rather than eat it. But hosts still press it upon distant guests anyway. "Go on, have the dog's head stuffed with macerated cabbage and pork noses. It's a regional speciality." It looked fairly inoffensive, but they often did. It looked, in fact, like pea soup, he said.
"Yep."
"The leguminous vegetable comes in pods?"
"Yep."
"I thought I'd better check that point."
"No worries."
Rincewind looked down at the knobbly green surface. Was it just possible that someone had invented a regional speciality you could eat? And then something rose out of the depths. For a moment, Rincewind thought it was a very small shark. It bobbed to the surface and then settled back down again while the soup slopped over it.
"What was that?"
"Meat pie floater," said the warder. "Meat pie floating in a pea soup. Best bloody supper on earth, mate."
"Ah, supper," said Rincewind as realisation dawned. "This is another one of those late night after the pub foods, right? And what kind of meat is in it? No, forget I asked. It's a stupid question. I know this sort of food. If you have to ask what kind of meat is in it, you're too sober. Ever tried spaghetti and custard?
Can you sprinkle coconut on top of it?
Probably.
Thanks, mate. I'll surely give it a go, said the warder. Got some other good news for you, too.
You're letting me out?
Ah, you wouldn't want that, a hard-bitten larrikin like yourself. Now, Greg and Vince here will be coming back later to put you in iron.